KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:02, we have partly cloudy skies, 34 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy here today, a high of 57. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak. Experience the spirit of Wellcove. Officials in Western Iowa have identified the woman who was killed in a Council Bluffs house fire. 67-year-old Stella Neighbors was the woman who was found dead Friday after fire crews responding to her burning home in Council Bluffs. Fire Chief Justin James said the woman died from smoke inhalation. The cause of the fire is unknown due to the home's extensive damage. One neighbor says the victim may have used supplemental oxygen. Firefighters and police who responded to the blaze were unable to immediately enter the home due to the flames. Most of the home's roof was gone, and the back of the house sustained heavy damage. A second suspect has been arrested in the fatal shooting of a man in Council Bluffs. Police Tuesday arrested 19-year-old Ben Lean and charged him with robbery, attempted murder, and murder. Those are the same charges facing 22-year-old Wesley Correa Carminati. Police suspect the two of killing 22-year-old Anthony Walker and wounding 32-year-old Patrick Schultz on Monday. Officers were dispatched around 6:30 p.m. to an apartment complex. Following a report of gunshots, found the body of Walker. Police say Schultz had already been taken to Council Bluffs Hospital for treatment of a wound to his left arm. The Iowa Transportation Commission on Tuesday approved an amendment to the fiscal year 2016 Iowa Transportation Improvement Program that will add several new highway and bridge construction projects to the program in fiscal year 2016. Officials said the program amendment is possible because additional funding was made available after the program was initially approved last June. The additional funding is available due to project cost savings, Iowa DOT budget savings, and a receipt of federal funding that exceeded forecast amounts. The amendment adds highway and bridge projects, including 4 non-interstate bridge modernization projects, 6 interstate construction projects, 3 safety projects, 9 non-interstate pavement modernization projects, and 2 non-interstate system enhancement projects. The estimated cost of the projects altogether is $91.7 million. Included among the revised projects and those scheduled to take place on Interstate 80 in Cass County, one project incorporates the grading and paving of I-80, at the Olive Street, Wyota, and Anita interchanges, and pavement rehabilitation projects at the Marnie and Elkhorn interchanges. The cost of those projects will run $620,000. The construction projects included in the amendment are planned to begin this calendar year. And authorities in eastern Iowa Monday recovered a fire truck that was reported stolen late last week from southern Iowa's Union County. Cedar Rapids Police Department or Public Safety Communications Coordinator Greg Bulow told KJAN News a tip from the public led police to recover a 2004 Ford F-350 Super Duty grass and field fire attack truck late Monday afternoon.
At about 3:30 in the afternoon, the police department received some calls from some residents over by 29th Avenue and Huxley Avenue Southwest, which is located by Walmart on the west side of Cedar Rapids, that there was a truck that had fire department logos and lights on it that was parked on a street. And police officers went to the scene and found the vehicle there. It had not been damaged, and the keys were actually in the vehicle. And after some subsequent investigation, some of the other residents indicated that vehicle may have been sitting there for almost a week.
The truck was brought to the Cedar Rapids Police Department headquarters and turned over to officials of the Lorimore Fire Department Tuesday morning. Bulow says they have no idea what someone would take a vehicle that's important to public safety and the prevention of property damage. And while not wanting to comment on the investigation into the theft, Bulow said more often than not in these cases, the public will provide the clues.
It's going to be other people. Somebody's going to be out there bragging about it, talking about how they pulled a good stunt or whatever reason why they did it. And I would certainly encourage anybody that has any information about who did this to contact local law enforcement. You know, they can contact Cedar Rapids Police Department, or they can contact, you know, the local sheriff's office in Union County as well.
In the Cedar Rapids area, you can call 1-800-CS-CRIME. All callers can remain anonymous, and you may remain eligible for a cash reward. Bulow says he doesn't know why or under what circumstances someone would steal a fire truck. The bottom line is, he says there's nothing funny about it.
And you often find that communities have only a few resources available. I mean, they're, a lot of times they're driving fire apparatus that are decades old and have, you know, thousands of dollars worth of equipment on there, and that sometimes is the only source of equipment. And, you know, they don't get a turnaround time real quick of new equipment. So if that stuff is destroyed, you know, there's not the unlimited resources in some of those communities to just go and replace it.
And the truck and equipment was valued at $15,000. Bulow, whose background is in the fire service, said he's glad whoever stole the truck left it intact because it's something that many small communities cannot afford to replace. Finally, in Western Iowa news, the Denison Police Department is asking for your help in locating a missing teenager. 16-year-old Madeline Janelle Bishop was last seen on Monday at the Denison High School. She's a white female, about 5 feet 2 inches tall, with brown eyes, long and straight brown hair. The teen is believed to be with a man in his mid-20s that she knows and may have met online. He may be driving a green two-door vehicle. If you have any information about Bishop's whereabouts, you can call the Denison Police Department at 712-263-3195 or Crawford County Crime Stoppers at 712-263-4050. Authorities say an Amber Alert was not issued because the teen apparently left voluntarily and was not abducted. The news was brought to you by Well Cove Home Health of Red Oak, 1600 Summit in Red Oak. Give them a call at 712-623-2500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.